And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your host, Big Lance.
I'm Phil.
Yeah, we fucked that all up. No. We also we said perfect. Each other's name.
That was where it's at.
We also have a special guest tonight with us, our good friend John.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, brother? And tonight we are talking the 2017 brand new Logan. Based on, first of all, I want to say it's based on, loosely based on, the comic Old Man Logan, which I will be doing. I've already decided I'm fixing to buy it. I'm gonna read it, and I'm gonna do it on books and stuff. Old Man Logan is a really cool concept, and I really wish Marvel and Fox could work together, because in the actual Old Man, the Hulk's in it, Hawkeye's in it. There's a whole bunch of shit.
You want me to blow your fucking mind?
Hawkeye is blind, and he's the one pushing Wolverine to help, not Xavier. They had to change it up because they don't have rights to Hawkeye or Hulk or any of those.
You want me to blow your fucking mind?
Blow my fucking mind, Big Lance.
Marvel and DC worked together and made a Wolverine Batman like a mix
comic book
crossover.
Yeah,
comic book.
And it was called The Dark Claw, and it was Batman and Wolverine mixed as a one character.
Well, now let me ask you something. That's awesome as shit. Can I ask you a question?
What?
Do you want to do the books and stuff on that, or you want me to do the books and stuff on that? Because I already want to read that.
No, is that another segment y'all do?
That's a segment I've...
He started, but we're talking about doing together.
Well, I've only done one. I did Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
And if you go on their Podomatic feed, you can check it out.
No, I saw y'all done Killing Joke movie.
We did the movie of the Killing Joke.
I own the novel Killing Joke.
I want to do that on books and
so
stuff.
So fucking good.
But right now, my next project... After watching Logan and doing some research on it, I want to do Old Man Logan.
Awesome.
But tonight we're talking about the movie, Logan, 2017 Fox release. This movie is the finale for Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman has said 17 years down the road that this is the last movie he's going to be in. Now he's kind of
rebutted
this a couple of times.
He took a big pay cut to do this movie. Because he said he wasn't going to do it unless it was R-rated. And they said, well, generally, we don't make as much money on R-rated movies, so we're going to have to give you a pay cut. He said, I'll do it just so this movie can be R-rated.
Right. James Mangold directed this movie.
And wrote it, too.
Yeah. James Mangold was not the first director in mind for this movie. Hugh Jackman pushed for him. He's friends with him. He said, this is who I want to direct this movie. And at this point, Hugh Jackman's got enough fucking pull to make that happen. And the only reason they greenlit the rated R is because Deadpool did so good. That was the only reason they
greenlit. There was a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
The guy that's wrapped up because he's a, what is it? A name, not a,
Albino. Yeah, Albino.
Caliban.
Albino. Is he not the same guy from the third?
Yes.
He's in Apocalypse, but different actor.
Different actor, but his character is...
Same guy, right?
Caliban.
Caliban,
since
that's it.
In the comics, Caliban is actually a villain, but his powers remain. He I don't know about the whole albino, you know, allergy to the sun, but he can track any mutants.
He can track mutants. Kind of like, he's like a
personal cerebro.
I
knew that was him. Yeah, he's a personal
cerebro. Well, I did too once I called his name.
All right, another little thing I want to mention is that fucking meal, that little It's a meal that grinds up corn and shit that he's in. What is it called? A silo.
Professor.
He's in a silo.
Yeah.
Does that not remind you of Cerebro?
Cerebro. It does.
It does.
It is Cerebro.
You know, I'll just jump right into this, Phil.
Well, let's bring this in from the beginning, guys, because I just watched this last night, and I'm up to date on it. This movie is based around Wolverine in 2029, okay? This is a mere, 2023 was Days of Futures Past, so a mere 6 years in the future. This is where continuity don't play in the part, because 6 years later, he's old as fuck. But I will say this, the Old Man Logan series is in a different universe. It's in a different timeline, so maybe this is an alternate universe. But this is Old Man Logan, and at this point, his regenerative powers has started to decay, so he's not healing as fast. Plus, we find out that adamantium is poisoning his body. Okay, it would poison anybody's body. Flashback to X2, Lady Deathstrike, she would eventually died from that because she didn't have regenerative powers. So now his body's been fighting it off because it could regenerate. But now he's getting old and it's not doing it as fast. He's dying from basically lead poison.
He can't even pull. He can't even pull out his fucking claws.
Oh no! He brings out two claws and the third one just comes halfway and he has to grab it and pull it on out. This is a sad version of Logan.
So let me, if I may,
go ahead.
Jump right in this.
Go ahead.
This is the best send off for this character.
Absolutely.
Not just for Wolverine, but for Professor X.
I did not know he was in this movie until I watched it.
So,
really?
So
I did not. I knew he was in it. I thought he cameoed
in it. I heard that he said fucking it a lot.
No, I knew that Professor X was in this movie. I knew Patrick Stewart was in it, but I thought it was like a cameo. I did not know he was a main character. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, what I was going to say was, all right, so Wolverine, by his very nature, he's very aggressive, violent, hot-tempered. Our rating that's been granted to this movie is long overdue. It's been long over-warranted.
100% agree.
And you know, to kind of point what you said earlier, Phil, about you know Deadpool being the green light to enable a R-rated Logan movie there. The talks were already in. They already wanted to do an R-rated one, and that's up to dispute. But what I will say is that the fact that this is an R-rated film, you know, despite the fact,
2 seconds, they may have already had the idea, and I think I do remember reading that. But Fox would not have greenlit that without the success of Deadpool.
Like I say, it's up to dispute, and you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Go ahead.
The fact that you know it got released. We have an R-rated Wolverine film.
We agree
film.
To disagree.
That's fair.
Right.
We have an R-rated Wolverine film where the very abrasiveness of Logan's character, he's profane, he's violent, he's grumpy all the fucking time.
He's not happy.
Yeah, he's not a fucking limo driver now.
But,
he's not a logger.
And then you gotta transport him from his whole life since the 1800s. His whole life has been
We've seen that in Origins.
It's been without a family, a proper family. It's been without, save for the X-Men, of course. It's been a life of turmoil.
It's been in American wars his whole life.
He has been in a life of pain forever.
Right.
He's been in constant warfare, not only just within the proper American wars America has been involved in, which we saw, but also wars within himself, wars with, you know, how to communicate to other human beings, or mutants, or whoever. So, you know, we finally see this titular character finally reaching the zenith of, you know, I don't have a destiny other than suffering and pain and agony. And you know, it's a great send-off with the character X-23, which we'll get to. You know, his parting words with her is, don't let this become you. You know, because he knows he's had damn near two centuries of just this heartache and pain.
Yeah.
And
one after another.
He would not want to wish that upon anybody, not his worst enemy. But yeah, he's aging. He's decaying. His powers are not as savvy, as not as pristine as they once were. He's not healing.
He's not in his prime.
He's not in his prime. His adamantium claws don't protract as well as they should. His healing is not as defined as it is. It's not as up to par. So his mutation is declining. You know, and
he's got cancer almost.
Essentially, he's
got adamantium.
He is a dying man.
They're pretty much saying you got cancer. You're dying off.
The adamantium is cancer because it would kill any normal person.
It's his cancer.
But his regenerative powers kept it. But now it's going.
But now it's like AIDS, and now your immune system ain't working as good as it used to.
And now, what does he have left? What does he have left? He is caring for the one man who has been able to give him some semblance of a family. He is now in the immediate care for. He's hustling drugs and money to take care of this man. That man, of course, is Professor X, who's now on.
He's got
dementia.
Better than any other person.
But he's got dementia.
He's got dementia.
This is pretty much his family. This is his father in his eyes.
Right, but his father don't know him half the time.
But but this guy, it's like a father that's getting too old and has dementia and don't know him. But he feels like, in Logan's eyes, Patrick Stewart is his father.
You know, it's, but what takes me, what really gravitated me towards this movie, what really sucked me in into Logan was that it was not, like I told y'all earlier, it was not your typical superhero film with the flair and the flourishes that have been all over the Marvel Cinematic Universe, that's been all over the last 9 X-Men movies.
It was
a Western. It was a road movie.
It was something different.
It was. That, you know, it took you out. Oh, you know, it was like this man on his last leg caring for what family he thought he had left. They just happened to have mutant powers that were hunted. And then you throw in the mix this young girl.
All right, let me stop you for 1 second.
Absolutely, go ahead.
1 second. I want to make a point, and I want to make this point known. This man, Logan, cared about Professor X. Professor X took him in when he had nothing. He cares about him. He takes care of him. He does what he has to do to get him on that boat. He don't care about X-23 throughout the majority of this film. He cares about Professor X. Xavier, he will tote to the ends of the earth. As long as he's alive. But X-3, he tries multiple times to get rid of her. He's not into her. He don't care that that's his daughter, his clone. But I want to say one thing on what you said. You know, this is kind of a meta world, you know. It's like looking at the first 6 X-Men movies, right? And even the Wolverine movies. They're all comic book based, right?
Exactly.
Every one of them is based around a comic book. This one is based around real life, and they even meta bring in the comic books. He's flipping through X-Men comic books where they have fictionally made, and he's like, this ain't us. This is what people want us to be. This ain't us.
This ain't the location. This ain't the location that you're talking about everybody's going to be at.
And it even shows
it's
X-Men.
Just on a comic book. It's even, a fake location.
Right. It even shows him in the yellow spandex on the comic book.
It does.
And do you know these were not real comic books?
No, they were made for the film.
Every one of them was made for
the
film. Yeah,
people searched that shit and tried to find it, and they were the wrong issue number.
And it shows that you know, I understand and I agree with Logan's reluctance and hesitation in absorbing the responsibility of taking over the young girl who is X-23, and the nurse who's like, that's my daughter. You know, he's like, he Logan knows. You know, he doesn't know, but he does know that your little girl's important. That little girl is relative. That little girl is,
she was an awesome actress.
Awesome. But, you know, he's sort of, because he already has enough pain dealing with Professor X, you know, going toe-to-toe with Caliban, taking care of the property, taking care of the resources and the ingredients to take Professor X kicking, you know. So, but
and it wasn't quite enough.
But then his hand is forced. He has to take care of it because now fucking Johnny Bravo and his fucking crew of douchebags.
Johnny Bravo.
I don't know. Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest.
I don't know. I don't know that fucking guy's name. I really don't remember the I don't think they even established.
I feel like he has some affiliation.
The guy came
I
in.
I don't know, but you,
the
tattoo
you should
have neck, thought he was a fucking
mutant.
Does he not
the guy
have
with the hand?
What's the main guy? Striker.
Does he not have some affiliation with Striker?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, but he, you know, he
just the same project.
But the guy that you find out he's the guy who's a who's hunting Logan. You know, he jumps into Logan's cab or his limo. Is like, hey man, it's the Wolverine. You know, da 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 da.
I'm a fan.
You know exactly. You know, I mean, he was a great character.
But call me if Gabrielle calls you again.
I
he remind me of Jai Courtney. Is that his name?
He remind me of Brad Pitt from Fight Club.
Yeah, he was very charismatic. He was a handsome guy, you know, like
shaved head. It just reminded me of Brad Pitt from Fight Club.
You know, but you know, and the great scene where they finally come up and they discover that the girl is at that little locale that Logan has Professor X hiding out at, and there's a great action sequence where
you
they
gotta,
go-
you got to mention how the trunk was open and he was like. What come out of that trunk? He's like, what are you talking about? There's nobody. There's a bag.
But when you saw that scene, you knew what happened. You knew the girl was not. She was a stowaway. She got in
the
trunk. The
mother died. She hid in the trunk.
Yeah, we knew that. We that was so telegraphed. That was fine, but it was really great when he showed up with his whole entourage, you know, and between her and Logan, they took care of business and they,
What about the Statue of Liberty scene? The talk. You remember that?
Remind
Does
me.
Does either one of y'all remember that?
Oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
Xavier said something about the Statue of Liberty, and Wolverine, Logan said, he's not Wolverine anymore, he's Logan. Logan said that was a long time ago. He's like, no. He wasn't talking about the Statue of Liberty. He was talking about Liberty, which was the project name for X-23. He was talking to X-23 mentally the whole time, leaving her. And, I mean, he knew from day one, and he took her in. And, I mean, he was, even though he was senile most of the time, when X-23 come in, he really kind of father figured, maybe grandfather figured her into that role. I mean, he pushed Logan to take care of this little girl because there's not been mutants in 20-plus years. No mutant has come out. And they made it a point to say it was because of the processed foods they were putting in mutant.
But also what they threw in there was a little, and they cut it off as a radio announcement, a TV announcement, where it was Professor X, you know, talking about Westchester, New York. So Professor X, I loved it that they never flat out said it, but they hinted at, like, Professor X was essentially the cause of the demise of
the
X-Men.
But before it happened, Wolverine cut or Logan cut it off. But
he did.
I'm just going to spoil some shit for the books and stuff. In Old Man Logan, the way it happened was Logan woke up in the mansion with everybody there. He seen a bunch of supervillains in the mansion. Dr. Doom, all of them from the crossovers. He went and he killed every goddamn one of them, clawed them all to death. And then he woke up and he realized it was Mysterio that made him see that. The people he actually killed was Cyclops, Storm, all the X-Men. He killed all the X-Men under Mysterio's control. That's the way the book goes, and I'm going
to
do books and stuff on
I
that. But go ahead, Lance.
Badass about the girl in the movie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Her powers extend upon Logan's
She's got feet blades.
She's got feet blades, man. That's
well, they even addressed that in the movie, why the female would have the...
Was that the reason she only had two blades instead of three? Two were on her hands and one was on each foot. Wolverine had three on each hand. She had two.
I'm
going to
say why it is
foot.
Because in the animal kingdom, the woman hunts.
The lion.
The lion, has claws on the
and
back.
And they hunt.
For defense.
So they need their back claws to help catch the prey.
Well, what makes X-23 a more powerful hunter or powerful mutant is the fact, and this goes back to science. I'll get nerdy for a second. Wolverine, Logan, has three claws per hand.
Right.
Whereas X-23 has only two.
I didn't really
Now, physically,
she did.
According to the science and the physics of it, she's, you know, a blade cutting through something is just basically pounds per square inch cutting through, ripping the atoms across. That's right. What, that's how you cut through paper with scissors.
Right.
So she's able to exude much more force because she only
because
has
she's only got two.
Two versus the three. So
but
therefore, her cut is way more lethal than Wolverine's ever will
be.
Can we agree that in 200 years, this girl will be dying from aluminium poisoning?
Yes, we can agree.
Aluminium poisoning. Just
but
like
goddamn, at least she gets another 100 on us or 200 or 100 and a half on us.
You're fucking right. When you're right, you're fucking right. But anyway, go ahead, John. What were you saying?
Well, goddamn, we ain't but 30-something.
I was saying that.
We're old.
I was saying that, you know, but basically, like, the journey of this movie, Logan, when you compare it to the rest of the X-Men films, it's black and white. It's night and day. It's so different because, it's a Western, it's a road movie, it's not your typical...
The director or writer, wasn't he a Western director?
No, it's the guy who did the last Wolverine movie. Like the Wolverine.
The last,
I heard
the
something
Wolverine.
About either the director or writer was a director or writer of a Western.
He might. I don't know his.
It was a Western feel. I mean, he might have been.
I heard that.
The director.
When you said that, I was like, I heard that shit already.
But, you know, it was. But it was good to see that. You know that.
He did walk
that
the line.
That shade of it.
Walk the
he
line.
Did walk the line.
Well, that's a little bit Western-y.
Okay. We'll give you that one. All right. What's up? Go ahead, John.
But you know it. We finally have the full integrity of the character Wolverine because not, I mean, and I'll go back to the R rating for a second because it's violent, it's profane. The character Wolverine, essentially, if you strip back everything about the X-Men movies, you get down to the nitty-gritty of what Logan, Weapon X, Wolverine, what James, whatever fucking name you give this dude,
right.
He is a sad...
He had every name and used every name.
He is a sad character. He is depressed. He has little to no family.
He's like a vampire who lives forever and watches all his people.
Y'all
die.
Know that, you know, Logan started as character art, and it wasn't even a comic book or nothing. It was just character art.
He was just a bad guy originally.
No, it was just character art, and they seen his profile in the character art, and they made a comic book about him.
So, I mean, I'm just, you know, it was just a great way to, one, send off the character of Logan.
I agree.
But also, it was a great way for Marvel, the X-Men series, to really get a solid footing. You know, R rating aside, it was a very serious film. It wasn't really a popcorn film, like, say, the Avengers or X-2.
Oh, no,
all the Marvel shit is popcorn. All the Marvel shit is
bubblegum
pop.
Watching Logan.
And I love those films for what they are. But Logan's a study. Logan's
it's a serious movie.
It's a serious drama, and that's why I equate it. You know, and I'm definitely not the first person to make this comparison. It is the Dark Knight of the Marvel universe.
Did you watch it in theaters?
I did. I was the only person in the theater.
Did you get to see Deadpool?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Did you think it was part of the movie?
At first, I was like, "What is this?" And I saw Ryan Reynolds.
Until
like,
you heard,
what the fuck?
I'm the angel of the morning, baby.
But did you go back and watch the YouTube version?
Yeah, the full version
on
like,
YouTube.
Zip it, Stanley. The whole part. Yeah.
And they took
too.
Out the angel of the morning. They did the soundtrack a little different.
Yeah, they did. That's a cool little.
Did
little...
you notice the little Easter eggs in it?
Oh, there were so many Easter eggs.
Cable,
they have Firefly. They had the
Firefly Nick
posters
Fallon.
Everywhere.
They think they're going to do another Firefly movie.
No,
they're
saying that Nick Fallon is going to be the new Cable. Is what they're saying.
Firefly. Who is
the guy from Firefly? Nick. Fuck! I just said his name. Nick. Fuck.
The captain.
Yeah, from Firefly. They're saying he's going to be. He's up for running for the new Cable. I think it needs to be Kevin Nash all
no,
day long. Yes.
I will disagree with you 100%.
He just looks like he'd be a good Cable.
Kevin Nash is not a good actor.
But
I saw
he would
him,
be a good Cable.
I saw him as the wrestler in that shitty Punisher movie.
But he did good
he
in Magic
bad
Mike.
In Magic Mike. Did you watch him in Magic
he
Mike?
He was sexy in Magic Mike, man. Come
did
on.
You watch him in Magic
I
Mike?
I own Magic Mike. Right. I own Magic Mike, bro. You know what's a better movie than Magic Mike? Brokeback Mountain.
Hey, I told Lance I want to do an episode on Brokeback Mountain. I've never watched it, but I want to do an episode.
Real quick.
He was in Brokeback Mountain?
That, no.
No, but I want to do an episode on Brokeback Mountain. No, seriously. I've never seen it, but I want to
In all
watch.
Seriousness, like no jokes and, oh, they're gay.
They're gay.
No. That is a good fucking movie.
I know.
No
I
bullshit.
Watch it.
No
I would
bullshit.
I like to watch it just because Heath Ledger's in it.
Let's do it's an episode on it. It'll be like Swiss Army Man.
Okay. It was a good movie. Like a very fucking sad movie, but it's a fucking great movie. I liked how Professor X was on his last leg. I liked how it showed that Logan had compassion for him and cared
right.
about him.
I agree.
And I liked all the little scenes. You know, hear those that crazy seizures. All
right, let's get into X-23, John.
So X-23,
I liked her, man. She was good. She was a good cast.
Good actress.
Was really a good actress.
Like, we come to find out, you know, we get her backstory.
You're going to get her next time at 25, and it'll be a new actress watch.
Probably.
Nah.
But we get her backstory, you know, and,
nope.
You know, and she's such a mute throughout the whole movie because she's...
She can talk, but she speaks Spanish.
But
first
I'm saying, the first half of the movie, she's mute. And then I literally cracked up at that scene where she starts unloading him in Spanish. He's like,
"Hola, por favor."
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? But then, if you notice, like the last third of the movie, she actually knows English and she actually can.
Oh yeah, you know, she can speak to him.
Conveniently enough, you know,
Curly Sue.
Curly Sue.
You remember the movie?
I remember Curly Sue.
Y'all remember
talking a lot.
James Belushi, right?
Jim Belushi. All right, no. Jim Belushi and Curly Sue, this chick, let me tell you something. They just talked. The whole time was banter back and forth. The fucking director said, "I don't want this bitch to be Curly Sue. She can't talk." So she don't talk through 90% of the fucking film. She really don't. And when she does start talking, it's in Spanish. And then like John says at the end, you find out she can speak English. She just chooses not to.
Yeah, but you know it was.
But
cool.
That banter would have fucked the movie up.
But
if they had that one on one banter.
But even when she started punching him in the face, like, "Hey, stop punching me,"
because you know, Logan didn't care about her all through the movie.
I know, but I liked how you finally see in his eyes that he starts to care, and he wants
her and the people
she keeps the names of the kids that she keeps rattling off that she kept written down.
Well, at the end, he gives them all the money that she got.
Yeah.
That he got from Gabrielle.
Well,
and he says,
Gabriella.
He gets into that. I mean, and then we missed the fact that X-24 comes out, which is a young Hugh Jackman.
Did you notice that X-24, he looked like Sabretooth with his facial hair?
I've seen that, yeah.
You know, that was a good little twist.
Yeah,
but that fucked me up though. When
Sabretooth was supposed to be in this.
I heard of that. So was Magneto.
Victor Creed, Lee Shriver was originally cast to play Sabretooth, Victor Creed, in this movie, and they were going to have him come in and help Wolverine, help Logan. But they decided at the last minute that it don't make continuity sense because why would Victor Creed help Logan? They actually filmed some of his fucking shit.
I would love to see that.
They hired
version.
Him. They paid him. They brought him on. They casted him. They filmed him. Hang on a second. They filmed him, and then they cut it all out because they felt like it didn't make sense. Lee Shriver still made a paycheck from that.
But you know, the one thing I'll say, and I hate, I'm saying this with all fiber of my being, I hate X-Men Origins Wolverine. But what I'll say to that is I like the chemistry between Hugh Jackman and Lee Schreiber as the brother, the dynamic they have really good.
We never mentioned how Stuart Patrick, he's fucking having these seizures. Patrick Stewart, how he's having these seizures that are making people fucking, that are killing people, everybody around him.
I did mention that. I will say.
We did mention that.
All right, I think we're ready for rating and review, guys. Rating and review.
All right, let's rate and review. We mentioned that Logan dies at the end of this. I will say one thing before we go into rating reviews. I love the scene where she picks the cross up out of the ground.
And makes an X.
Makes an X out of it.
I love that shit.
She takes religion right out of it, and she makes a fucking X-Men cross out of it. I love it.
X-Men. I love it. Move into rating and review. All right, Big Lance, give us your rating and review on this.
Dude, I watched this shit in theaters, and I really fucking love this movie. It's probably one of my favorite X-Men movie of all times. I'm gonna give it a 9.
Oh, Jam.
I'm
going to
give it a 9. I really loved X-23's character.
The legendary 9.
I love the way they let Logan go in the movie, and I love the new Striker type feel, the new bad character. He wasn't a badass, but was a badass, but he was more charismatic than he was badass. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That was perfect for that character.
Yep.
For him. So, yeah, I loved it. All right. How you feel, John McAvoy?
John McAvoy?
John McAvoy is in the house. John McAvoy will chime in with this. I'm going to echo Lance's rating and sentiment. This is why. Because of the weight and the gravity of this film. And the way you look at this, at Logan, like a fucking film. Not just an average movie.
Yeah, it's a good film.
It was heavy. It was good. But it wasn't over the top.
It was slow, but it needed to be slow.
It's what it needed to be. And it gave Wolverine, Professor X, the two actors, Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart, respectively, gave them the proper send-off. It gave the character Wolverine the proper integrity of his character. Easily a 9 in my book. Easily a 9.
Okay. I'm going to be the one off here.
That was one.
What you got?
Motherfucker.
I'm going to say I love this movie.
All right.
Nice.
I don't know if that picked up, but
I heard it for sure.
I did. It picked up over here.
If it showed up in the podcast, I promise I'll
keep it. All right, let's hear what you give it.
All right, I'm going to give this movie an 8.7. I'm not going to push it to a 9 like you guys. And I respect y'all's ratings, but I'm going to say I love this fucking movie. I thought it was a great movie, no doubt. I love the rated R, and I love the send-off for Logan and Professor X. I feel like Hugh Jackman will come back. He's already said he'll come back if they ever decide to get with Avengers.
I believe they're
going to
have to pay him
for
this next.
And they will. They will fucking pay Hugh Jackman millions, bajillions of dollars if he will do it.
We're going to get in the budget box office. But
we are. But with
it's
that being,
still in box office.
Right. But with that being said, I love this movie. I'm not going to give it a 9, but 8 is great. I'm giving it an 8.7. What's your favorite between 1 through 7?
Oh, Logan.
Logan's number 1?
I rated it 9. It's above all of
number 1. All right.
Number 1's Logan. Easily.
Number 1 is Logan out of all.
Yeah, it's above all else.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Just because it's got more dramatic role to me. That's what I love in movies. That's why I love There Will Be Blood. That's why I love The Hunt for the Wilder People. That's why I love these movies that are stuck on one character that make you fall in love to that character.
I'm going to
agree with
y'all.
Draw into that character. You know what I mean?
I may not have gave it the best rating because I don't remember what all my ratings were, but I will say I think Logan's the best.
You can suck a dick, bitch.
Okay.
I can suck a dick for saying I can suck a dick, bitch, for agreeing with Lance.
That's
all right, let's move on to some games. Budget versus box office.
First,
on
I
Logan.
Say,
now, first of all, it's not out of the box office, so we're only going with what it's up to date.
Up to date box office.
What did this movie spend, Big Lance,
you ready?
In the box office?
You're cracking your neck over there.
Oh,
like
he's ready. He's
badass.
Getting ready. John's getting ready. We're listening to.
He's got arthritis. Apparently, I'm
all right.
Ready and like a leopard.
Not as high as y'all.
I'm like a leopard. I don't got to stretch before
a
hunt.
Did you say you're not as high as us?
No.
I'm
like a leopard. I'm like a leopard. I don't got to stretch before my hunt.
Discreet.
I don't got to stretch.
High in life.
Before
you gotta be discreet. Man.
Apparently, nobody listening. My motherfucking joke. You piece of shit.
No, my jokes are funnier.
Pizza. Shit.
Pizza. Yeah.
I'm like a leopard. I'm like a leopard. I don't got to stretch before my hunt. He's over there goddamn breaking his neck over here, popping his fingers, sucking his toes.
You and John, head to head, budget versus box office. What did they spend on 2017 Logan?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
And why didn't they put this movie out during the summer when Blockbuster hits? They put this bitch right at the beginning of the year. What? Normally they do. This should have been a summer blockbuster.
It should have been.
Listen to Big Deader.
Big Deader, go.
They didn't spend as much money as they would on a big X-Men movie.
Okay.
Because they didn't have near about many actors to pay.
Right.
they knew it was an R-rated movie, which was going to bring the price down on the movie. They thought, maybe, possibly. But it didn't do that when Deadpool came out. But
Lance is doing some math.
Lance has gotten good at budget versus box office, brother. He has gotten good at
it. So they brought the budget down on it so they could bring the payments down on these actors. Like,
and make more profit.
Alright, so they took Hugh, I don't know what Hugh Jackman's budget was, but I'm going to guess it's around $20 million on the first couple movies.
Well, he made more on this movie.
Along with 10 other...
I guarantee he made more.
Along with 10 other actors that is just as important as him in life.
I guarantee he made more money on this movie than he's made on any X-Men movie, period.
Maybe he had a back-end deal.
Alright, go ahead.
He had to have a back-end deal.
What's your budget?
Because he took a pay cut to get this movie.
What's your budget?
I know that. I'm going to say budget is $100 million.
Okay.
I'm going to say $85.
I'm going to get the win to Big Lance. The budget was $97
million. All right.
Next question. All right. Gross. You went first. Let's let John go first on this one. What did this movie gross in the box office?
You know why they went
domestically.
You know why they went 97 and not 100 million? It was a tax bracket cut.
That's funny. All right.
They did shoot a lot of it in New Orleans. I did read, and that's a lot of money saved. Anyway,
but we're talking domestically.
From 99 to 100,000.
I'm going along with what Lance was talking about, right. about budget. All right, so box office to date.
To date, as of March 13th, 2017, it's still in the box office, so the gross is continuously growing. But as
105 million.
105 as of March 13th, 2007. What you got, Big Lance?
205.
Whoo, that is a close fucking call. It's 156 million to date.
Well, I think.
That's Lance.
First of all, this movie has made some goddamn bank, and it's still in the theaters. This movie's still in the fucking theaters, and it's made $156 million.
Lance wins.
This movie is going to profit like a motherfucker.
It's only been in theaters for 2 weeks, guys.
This motherfucking...
You want me to tell you what it's going to do?
$3 million.
And y'all want to call and talk about it later on the Skype? $300 million. We'll talk about it later on the Skype.
I can't hear you. You're not in your mic.
It's going to do $350 million.
I'm going $300 million total. What's your call? Total amount in box office.
$320 million. Domestic.
All right, so we're all in domestic.
I think it's going to be $330 million now.
You're going $350 million. You're going $320 million. I'm going $300 million. All right, we'll see once it's out of box office.
He usually goes a little low.
But as of right now, wait a minute.
You said
200. You said 105.
No, he said 205.
I said 205.
So he wins.
All right, let's move on to... The name game.
Name game.
Everybody off electronic devices.
Well, can I name an actress?
Absolutely.
Actor?
Go for it.
Well, the only one that stands out to me is Hugh Jackman.
We've already played this game before. Can
but
you did, say
does somebody
Stewart?
Else stand out to you?
Patrick Stewart.
But he knows a lot of Star Trek movies and full titles.
Well,
I don't
okay.
think we need to do Patrick Stewart.
We've already done Hugh Jackman, but I reckon we can redo it again.
We can do another one. Do you know another one that's got
no,
two or three actors?
No, it was just
know?
Those two. It's the only people
I think
know.
I would rather go Hugh. I think I would feel more
all right,
comfortable
well, let's do
to
this.
Go
let's
Hugh
do
Jackman.
This then. John, you're the guest. Do you know
how
anybody?
How about you pick it?
You pick the person.
Patrick Stewart.
All right, well, then he picks it, goes on me. I'm going to go.
Why didn't you say that Ebonic person? I mean,
I'm going to go.
The albino person.
X-Men. We get all the formalities.
X-Men Origin Wolverine.
He was in that. Let's get all the formalities out of the way.
So wait, now I got to do what now?
Just pick a movie that Patrick Stewart, or TV show that Patrick Stewart's been in.
Star Trek Generations.
Okay. The movie or the TV show?
It's a movie.
That's the movie. All right, well, Star Trek, The Next Generation, TV show.
Star Trek Voyager.
Wrong.
Voyage.
Wrong.
He's not in that at all.
Patrick Stewart?
No.
Wrong, Lance.
You want to
so
take
wrong.
You want to take another guess because you don't lose for getting the wrong answer.
I'll take another guess. Star right. Trek, X-Men, you know.
X2. Come on, man. We're trying to get
X2.
You.
X2.
All right, X2, United.
Last Stand, X-Men. Last Stand.
Well, you said that all fucked up, but okay.
I did.
I already said Days.
At least I'm the only one.
Can we say that we can't say the name of this one because this is a single one, so we can't say Logan, right?
All
right.
Right.
Okay.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
That's Howard Mandel. He's a lot.
No, there
version.
Was two Star Trek. We just Captain Kirk's. It was Captain Kirk, Captain Picard, and Captain
Stewart.
Kirk.
Patrick Stewart. What else? Is
what am I right, man?
Mastermind.
Wasn't he a Captain Kirk?
No.
Well, no, he wasn't.
He was in Generations.
He reminds
Captain
me.
Kirk.
What, the one from
he
Who
already
Wants
said,
to Be a Millionaire?
He already said that. That's
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's Howie Mandel.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's Deal or No Deal.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No,
Regis
Philbin. Philbin.
That's he reminds more, me of
No, William Shatner reminds you of that one.
Yes, he reminds me of William Shatner.
Okay.
So
well,
Regis Philbin. What are
yes,
we talking about, man?
Patrick Stewart. Name a movie he's been in. I said Mastermind.
Logan.
Can't say Logan because that's the movie.
X-Men.
I already said X-Men.
Mm-mm. Yes, he did.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Man, he's making me work on this episode.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
I already said that one.
X-Men Apocalypse.
He's not an X-Men Apocalypse.
X-Men the...
All the X-Men's class. That he's been in has already been said.
Every X-Men?
Every X-Men.
The third class?
Yep. The third class has already been said.
Third class. Is that what it was called?
That's sure.
Fuck off, Phil. X-Men.
No.
Phil can suck my dick.
He wasn't in that.
All
right,
movie. Well, then I'm out. Fuck y'all, man. All is right. It? Can I only choose Patrick Stewart?
All right.
Can I choose yeah. somebody else?
Nope.
No,
nope.
Just Patrick Stewart. All right,
okay.
Name game.
Can I name Dakota Phantom movies?
No.
Green Room.
The Green Mile. He's lying.
Patrick Stewart.
Look it up.
Call
right
him
now.
On it. Call
hey,
him on
it. Since you're eliminated, you can look it up right now.
I can call no, well, you on if you call something that I don't think's right, I can challenge you on it.
Okay.
But if I challenge you and I'm wrong, I lose.
You get an
if
extra
I
point.
Challenge you.
Green Room. Look it up.
If I challenge you and you're wrong, you lose.
Okay.
I'm is
not,
it like
I'm not
two people
you.
Are in a room and they got to do something and somebody tells them to do shit?
I'm not challenging you.
Is that what the movie's about? I think I've seen
Patrick
this
Stewart. Dude, I'm out. You win. I concede.
I think I've seen the movie The Green
I can
movie.
See John.
Star Trek First Contact.
Ah, oh, you fucked up. Nemesis. Nemesis.
You already conceded.
I know, but Nemesis, right?
I was already out, so.
I know, Nemesis. You won. You won this one.
You got light enough.
Big
y'all.
Johnny boy. Sucky you won this one. All right.
Big Johnny boy.
What's the... That's what... Big Lance... Welcome to Smoke Shelter with Big Lance of Phil and Big Johnny boy.
Big right. Johnny boy.
Oh. All right, so anyway.
All right, Phil, I want you to do the plugs as Sean Connery. If you fuck up and laugh it off and try to do plugs normal, then you turn into Ricky Baker from Hunt from the Wilder People.
Sean Connery. Check us out at thesmokeyshelter.com. Where you can find all of our episodes. You can also check us out, Sean Connery, at
the worst Sean Connery impression.
Facebook.com. You can check us out on Facebook or Twitter.
Check us out at The Rock.
Check us out at The Rock. And I'm Bond.
And Twitter's on Twitter. Fuck with us on Patreon.com.
Sean Connery.
Welcome.
You can check us out at thesmokeyshelter.com.
Ricky Baker. Ooh.
And on Facebook.
Hello.
And on Twitter.
Welcome to the Smoky Shelter.
Welcome to the Smoky Shelter.
Your
host,
Smoky
Shelter. Trebek,
Lance, and Field. And you should check us out at Facebook and Twitter's on Twitter. Okay.
You both are terrible.
I'm terrible.
We're all awesome.
Check us out on Twitter.
Because, you know, I'm sorry.
You sound more like a
dumbass.
Yeah, I mean, you sound more like Christopher. You still kind of sound Christopher Walken, kind of mixed with Jerry Lee Lewis. Or Jerry Lewis, not Jerry Lee Lewis, Jerry Lewis.
I don't want you to check us out on the smokingshelter.com.
If you like this episode, man.
Twitter's on Twitter.
Check us out at the smokingshelter.
Check out my big muscles.
Like, don't be an idiot. Do it now. The fuck are you waiting for? Smoky Shelter and the Podomatic. God damn it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Give us a 5-star on
iTunes.
Idiot.
Fucks with us, we fucks with
fucks
you.
Fucks with us, we fucks with you guys,
so
man.
Twit.
Hey, we have had a awesome time of running through the X-Men trilogy, or the X-Men 2 trilogies and 3 trilogies, count Wolverine, the X-Men 3 trilogies. We've enjoyed running through this shit. So, man, we hope you like us. Tell your friends about us, man. TheSmokyShelter.com. Send us some love. Give us an email at TheSmokyShelter@gmail.com. Questions you want us to answer on air, whatever. Any last words, Big Lance?
Come see me, bub.
Bub. John, man, we appreciate the fuck out of you coming out here tonight.
We really do.
I want to say that I appreciate you guys hosting me once again. I appreciate all the hospitality. It's been a great conversation, sets of conversation with you guys, and, man, I wish we could do this more in the future, for sure.
Well, like I said, man, Skype, it's a beautiful thing. All right, well, we're pretty much done. Any last words, Big Lance?
Well, you said that, and I said, come see me, bub.
Well, say it again like it was the first time you ever said it.
Check us out at thesmokyshelter.com, bub.
Later.
His name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Would you Skype in on us if we did that movie?
If I had the means to Skype, I will.
You ain't got internet?
Yeah. Well, I'm leaving, but we have one laptop now. My PC went down.
Oh.
So, but never say never.
All you need is a laptop.
I'll go to some
and a headphone
a
with a mic on it. That's all you need.
I'll go to some internet cafe.
Or
like,
a cell phone?
Y'all love watching guys suck dick. Yeah.
Ah, brokeback bitches.
Go to Starbucks. I can show your ass.
Anyway. Go ahead. What were you saying, John?
What the fuck was I saying, Phil?
I don't know.
Because Lance, I get like 2 sentences in. Buggy. See, there he goes.
And
I get 2 sentences in, and Lance's like, well, anyway, I have a whole
Welcome
completely different point I want
to
talk about.
My world.
Has nothing to do about the serious tone I'm taking. And Lance's like, you know that one guy was in that one movie? I'm like, what the fuck are
you
talking
that one
about?
If you was in your 50s and you was a little feminine, would you fuck Logan?
No
oh my
comments.
God, wow.
He said no comments, so that was so gay.
That means
would fuck Logan if I was in my 50s, 60s. Yeah, he's a good looking
and
man.
And you were a chick or
my
just
aura,
a dude?
Either or.
You take that Wolverine dick up your ass.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I'm in my 50s.
Okay.
I'm in my 50s. I can take what
we're
I can
in
get.
A whole new. You're talking about some steel up your ass.
I'm
going to
tell you what I can get in my 50s, but if they're rich and powerful like Hugh Jackman. Hell yeah, I'd take a little Hugh Jackman.
So you
dick.
Say you would fuck Hugh Jackman, not Wolverine, but you'd fuck Hugh Jackman if he paid you the right amount of money.
20 years from now. Not right.
What, why wait? He's in his prime, baby.
He's in his prime. He can fuck you like a rat.
My asshole can't take a Hugh Jackman right now, but in 20 years.
My asshole can't take a Hugh Jackman right now.
In 20 years, maybe.
This is such a mature podcast,
I'll be able
folks.
To open up.
Oh, I know.
How about X-23's character? I like how she was.
I liked her. I liked how she was.
Would you rather get finger fucked by Logan or Edward Scissorhand?
I'd rather get finger fucked by Logan than
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I'll take Freddy Krueger.
But he kills hamsters.
But he'll make it fun.
He'll crack jokes the whole
he'll
time.
He'll crack jokes the whole time. He'll be like, I'm fucking you up the ass with my fucking
yeah, Logan
finger.
Will be like,
but it's funny, ain't it?
Logan will be like, hey, like that, bub.
Bub. Sorry. I'm out of beer. So I have nothing to wet my whistle with.
Want some liquor?
I need some beer to wet my whistle with. So, all right, let's roll it. You see what I did?
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah, okay. So now you feel my pain. Like Logan. Okay.
I really like you, John.
All right.
Backpedal now, Lance.
But I really do, though.
All right, come on, guys. Let's move into
I
John's
to your
game.
Podcast that you
John's
with
game.
Us all the time.
We're doing
that
called
was
Draw.
Shaun of the Dead.
John of the Dead.
John of the Dead.
John will
that was
die.
That was the best movie in the world was John of the Dead.
Yeah, John that had died.
All right.
Let's show his true colors right now.
I really did like our podcast together, man. Even though I critiqued him so bad before.
That's fair.
I'm a bad motherfucker. I got all three, guys. What the fuck? Somebody give me my props.
You got props so far.
Sucking dick.
He really wants to give me props, but he hates that he has to say sucking dick right now.
No, you get to suck my dick. That's your price.
That's after it's all over, but it's getting late and I ain't going to have time.
Aw. Now you turn into a woman. It's too late. Can't suck a dick now.
It's getting too late. You should have waited. You should have got earlier. It's getting way too late.